Let's go.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Don Cherry's Grapevine Podcast. We're here Sunday morning with Dell and Dad and Cindy, and I'm Tim, and we want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. But also, Dad, one of your favorites, Hazel McCallion, mayor of Mississauga, is 100 years old today.
100.
So let me, just before we go quick, the people who don't know who Hazel McCallion is, she's been a mayor forever. She was a mayor forever.
36 years
in Mississauga. And I think you could probably say she may be the greatest mayor of all time.
Well, she is. I say she's the greatest mayor of all time. And the first time I've heard of her was back when I was coaching the Boston Bruins back in the 70s. And what was it, Tim?
There was a big train derailment, and there was a lot of chemicals kind of got into the air, and they had to evacuate, I think it was almost 250,000 people. And it was the largest non-wartime evacuation of population. And I remember we were in Saugus watching it, and Saugus, Massachusetts, and there she was on talking about it. And I go, Mississauga.
She had a hat on.
Yeah. And she's a firecracker, that's for
sure.
Oh,
you know, I have to tell you, the very first time, I don't know why I'm going to tell you any. Very first time, I get a call from her, and I remember it. I know she was about 5'1", and she sounded like she was about 6'2". She says, "This is Mayor Hazel McCallion." Oh, and, you know, and I just come from Colorado. And, you know, mayor for me. She says, "I'd like you to be up at, this was on a Saturday, I'd like you to go up to Meadowville Arena, and I want you to see." I says, "I don't do day of the game. I don't go any. You're going up there, and you're going." And I better go. And you know, she's actually sounded like Eddie Shore. So I go up to the Meadowvale, and here was these little girls about, and girls hockey back then, nobody paid any attention to girls hockey. I mean, it was like a joke. And I could see, and it was a team from Sweden, a little girls from Sweden, and I could see they loved hockey as much as we loved hockey. And from then on, I was the advocate of women's hockey. In fact, Cindy, I think you remember I went down to Kitchener.
Yeah.
And they honored Rose.
Yeah, for the team that was going to the women's hockey that was going to the Olympics that year.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
They actually put a rose on their sweater.
Yeah. I still have those roses. And I sat with Sittler's wife, beautiful wife, Wendy.
Yeah.
And I think her daughter was playing that day. And Dell went out. Dell, you went out on the ice. And anyhow, it was Hazel. She says, "You get up there and, you know, better get up there."
I just want to tell a quick funny story with Hazel. Well, two ones quick. We'll do it quick. She wanted to go out, and because she played hockey way back in the day, like way, way back. She was a role, but she played hockey, and she could skate. And she wanted to go out before Mississauga Steelhead
game. She always did.
So she got her skates on, and we won't say who the coach was, but the coach says, she had to be in her 90s then. And she said, and he was like, "Gee, you know, what if she falls and breaks a leg or something?" He goes, "I don't think you should go out." And she tore a strip off of him. You cannot believe. It was, "Who are you? In my building to tell me that I cannot go on. Who do you think you are?" And just proceeded to tear this guy
to
shreds.
She's a corker.
And went out, and she went out and skated, and she rode around the ice the whole time.
Yeah, in the warm-up. And another time, I remember the PR guy never had a wire. He used to have a wire, but had to go to center ice to
like
talk.
Didn't have a microphone.
You might have the microphone, and she had to take the one beside. She'd give it to that guy. "I'd fire you. You couldn't run."
No, she doesn't suffer fools.
No, she doesn't suffer fools. And you were taught, she come over the last time we went over to see...
Yeah, we were at, I think I told this before, we went to go see Sudbury play Mississauga, and we wanted to see Quentin Byfield, and because we hadn't seen him in a while. And she came, and she sat in the box she came into the box where we were, and she stood for half the game. Like, we kept saying, you know, Mayor
I kept
Hazel,
saying to her, "You want a chair?"
Nope. And she knew all the players. She knew about Quentin Byfield. She asked
the
about the Levine. She says she knew about Haley for the Mississauga. And just sharp as a tack. So she would have been 98 then.
Oh, yeah, 90.
And she stood for the whole, like, My back started to get sore. I had to sit up.
She's a corker. Anyhow,
you and her became very good friends, didn't you?
Well, she was the one politician that, and I'll say it around, the one politician after I got let go. Mm-hmm. Do we say that?
Poppy, is that how we're terming it? Let go.
Let go. No, after I got fired by Hockey Night in Canada, she's the one politician who said, "I'm his friend and I'll always be his friend." And I was kind of got tears in my eyes because everybody
was jumping ship.
Well, everybody was I don't want to get into it, but she was the one guy, she stuck by me. And, you know, I was really surprised because she was mixed up in politics and the whole deal, by God.
She was a politician, but she didn't act like a politician.
Joel Warmington is going to have in his paper tomorrow. This is Sunday. We're doing Sunday and Monday. I have to tell you the one story that I always remembered about. She's tough. I mean, we just said she's a firecracker. She was hit by a truck.
Oh, right.
In spring, remember? She's hit,
pickup truck.
A big pickup truck hit her and said, "Don't worry, the truck's okay."
It's true. And the guy gets out of the truck and he looks down and there he hit the mayor of Mississauga, 95-year-old woman.
Yeah, and she gets up and he said, and in the write-up, it was good. "Is the truck's okay?" Anyhow, Joe Warmington is having that in his paper.
So we want to wish Hazel Mayor McCallion, and I think, Cindy, if she ran for mayor, she'd win.
Oh, she'd win today.
And I would like to see the way things she would have been in today's situation with the pandemic.
Boy.
I don't think she'd be toeing the line other people are. But, Dad, let's talk about I think the biggest thing we've ever had in Twitter, the biggest reaction, I think, in the last 6 months is, what do you think of the Las Vegas Knights helmets? We had close to 1,000 people comment.
I thought I was seeing things. Like when I saw them, the players were embarrassed. I hope they were embarrassed. I mean, describe them, Tim.
Well, they were
gold.
They were like a brilliant gold, plastic gold. Like it was like, it looked like something out of a movie, like a Martian would wear. They were
imagine the PR
like
guy
just a brilliant, brilliant shiny gold.
Whoever, it doesn't hurt them though because they can still. I think they're 9-2 right now.
So, what are the people on Twitter ask? What was worse, the Las Vegas Golden Knights golden helmets,
which is brutal,
the Flyers and the Whalers Cooperalls. And if people don't know what that is, go Google that. They wore it was like a one-piece jumpsuit almost they wore in the mid-80s. Or the Golden Seals white skates.
No, white skates are okay. I mean, they're kind of, you know, you kind of put up with that. But the Cooperalls, I couldn't believe. I think Philadelphia, I always remembered Philadelphia were the first ones that were.
Yep.
And They were like overalls.
Yeah, they were like an overall.
I thought you were going to ask about. Remember, wasn't it Vancouver that had their uniforms? And one of the players said, "Well, we play like clowns, and now we look like clowns.
Dressed like clowns.
Dressed like clowns.
It was the big V.
It was the V.
Oh yeah, I didn't mind that too bad.
Yeah, but the Cooperalls. Do you remember those?
Oh, the pants.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were pants.
They weren't good. They weren't good, and I'll tell you why. The players. One of the players told me one time. When they slid, when they went along the ice, they slid. There was like when you have socks, it kind of holds it a little bit
because it's knit.
But
yeah.
Boy, when you slid in those things and you up the boards, you wham you and they only wore them a couple of years.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons they got rid of them because I think one of the Flyers at the start of a period, fell. He slid into the boards and really got hurt.
Another reason Cheevers comes into this somehow. Is that the goalies would lose the pucks, they're all black, eh? And they'd lose the puck. And I remember Cheevers, he was looking for every excuse that he could, that we were all dressed in black. Boston Bruins were the only team that was dressed in black, and he didn't like the black socks because he said that he'd lose the puck. So that's why we had gold socks. We used to have black sweaters and gold socks. I guess it looked pretty good. And that was one of the reasons. But Cooperalls were the worst they ever had. They'll never come back.
Yeah. So if you people don't know Cooperalls, go on Google and look at Philadelphia Cougar. I think they wore it in the 1980s. It was awful. So, Dad, Edmonton's kind of on a roll a little bit. Your buddy that you liked, all you needed was some goaltending. Mike Smith is...
I always tell about guys that never quit. And Mike Smith from Glen Burnie, he's from Glen Burnie, but he played all his hockey, junior hockey, played in Kingston, and then he played in Sudbury, and then he went to Kitchener. So here's the places that he played, and he never quit, and now he's 3-0, and that we're doing this Sunday morning. He played in for the Sudbury. He played for Utah Grizzlies in the AHL. He played for Lexington ECHL. You getting all the leagues? He played in Houston, Arrows. Remember, Jack Stanfield played for them in the AHL. He played for Iowa Stars in the AHL. He played for Dallas in National Hockey League. He played for Tampa in the National Hockey League. Norfolk Admirals in the AHL again. He made the AHL again. He played in Phoenix in the NHL, Arizona in the NHL, and now he's with Edmonton. He's 3-0, and he was injured, and he come back, and that's all Edmonton needed was a goalie that come, and he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's from Kingston, and I don't know if he ever goes back to Kingston or not. But
I'm sure he has a cottage like a lot of hockey players there.
No, he doesn't go. I don't think he goes back. But anyhow, he didn't quit. And all you kids out there, if you're listening, or mom and dad, you're listening, he didn't quit.
Yeah. The other big news, I think, that happened, Dad, is Jimmy Rutherford quit as GM stepped down as GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Brian Burke and Ron Hextall got hired as president and GM.
I'll tell you one thing. I'd hate to get in a fight with those. They got tougher guys with the GM and the president than they have planned. And I'll tell you one thing, they've won two as we speak. And I'll tell you, I remember the thing Hextall getting, what he got the first goalie.
He was the first goalie, Sunit, to get credited with shooting the puck into the net.
I know. I always love when the goalie shoots.
He shot it. He was the first guy shot it and scored.
Can I ask you, Tim, like everyone knows this is off the cuff and all that. Do you remember playing stick hockey with him down in Rochester when can I tell you the story when mom and I were watching the hockey game when Ronnie was playing for, was it Philly?
Yeah.
And all this. And
so just not to jump in. So his dad was
Brian.
Brian Hextall, who was an all-star and a Stanley Cup champion.
Yes,
and
but he played with you in Rochester. His
no,
brother.
No, that was Brian, his son.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian, his son, played with me in Rochester.
His dad.
And his dad was Brian Hextall,
who
played for New York Rangers, who was a Stanley Cup champion. He was really good. And so anyhow, okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, his dad played, Ronnie Hextall's dad played with me in Rochester.
His name was Brian.
And his mom used to come over, and you had to only be about 4 or 5 then. Maybe 6. You'd go down in the basement and you'd play stick hockey. And you guys, of course, you know, he played goal and you shot on him and, of course, scored every now and then. He would get so upset and yelling and screaming and fighting. So, and then the two moms would have to go, if you two can't play nice, that's it. We're going to take those sticks away. Fast forward, 25 years later or 20 years later, mom and I are watching the hockey game, watching the Philly game, and he was known for always whining to the referees, right?
He's very aggressive.
Well, he got fights, too.
Fights, but for a goalie, he had a lot to say. Usually goalies aren't as like that.
Well, I remember watching the game. They were losing to Montreal, and Chris Chelios was kind of bugging him, and he just took off. Took out of the net and went after Chris Chelios in the corner. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
the
beauty.
Well, he was complaining to the referee when mom and I saw him. And so mom turns to me and says, he hasn't changed a bit, has
no,
he,
Cindy? No, and you know what? He's a general manager. He's aggressive. Mm-hmm. He was a guy that Hart, he got criticized for not Hart for Philadelphia, the goaltender. He didn't want to rush him. He got criticized for that. So.
No, you didn't like his. I remember the fight between you and his uncle, Dennis.
Oh, Dennis, yeah.
Dennis.
Oh, no, I hardly remember it. Yeah.
That was the fight that mom said that you got into. And mom, after the game, said, I didn't think a human fist could do that much damage.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember the players coming out. I remember the players coming out, and Rose would be waiting there. Oh, he's got a beauty this time. She told me later, and we used to go to the place called, I forgot it now. Oh, No, I forget.
What's it, the Downtowner?
Downtowner, yeah. Used to go to the Downtowner. And she always had sandwiches for us and, you know, and everything. And John Sweet, I remember the guy's name, John Sweet. And he used to, so we'd pay for the beer and everything, naturally. And boy, I tell you, the blood was pouring, still pouring. It was seeping out, eh? And the story goes that no way I was missing out on the beer. I should have gone home, put ice on it. And I was taking and holding a napkin, serviette, and the blood was coming out, and there was an empty basket there. And I would just, and as it would come, and I'd be putting it. And I remember a young waitress picked up the basket. It was all full of blood.
She screamed.
Yeah, I know. I was tough back in those days.
Well, I think one thing I remember with Ron Hextall is I think the best goalie fight ever
was him
and Felix Potvin.
Yeah, and Potvin looked like a little
cherub.
A little cherub. You know, they call him the cat. And little did I know that he could fight. Holy
I don't
smoke.
Think Ron knew he could fight that I don't, well either.
Ron was a great big.
There's nothing like seeing two goalies fight, though.
Oh yeah, but Potvin can really he could throw them. I mean, Felix the Cat.
Yeah. So again, if you haven't seen that fight, Google that. Oh. Go on hockeyfights.com and look.
And
it
they,
up.
You know, usually they have so much equipment on they can't. But boy, Potvin, he was just
he
sort
was
of
so
straight.
Over and under and
over and around and.
Well, and the one thing we were talking just a little bit before, Dad, I think the second best, if not the best, goalie fight, I've only seen it once on the internet, was Gilly Gilbert and Dan Bouchard when there was a big brawl in Atlanta back when you were coaching. And boy, I just remember them going.
And I keep thinking all the time, Gilly did not like me because I made Cheevers number one. And if we never got in a fight, holy smokes, Gilly could throw him too.
Yeah.
And so could Dan Bouchard. Yeah. I mean, you never heard of those guys, but.
But I think I remember about that fight. They both had long hair, and their hair was just going crazy.
I remember. It was pretty.
It was hair was flying all over the place.
And they were throwing them.
And then I think Gilly landed on top, and they you know, going at it. But I think that was one of the better goalie fights.
I think the best fight, though. There was so many good fights when the goaltenders get down there, but I think Potvin and Hextall was the best.
Okay, Dad, first we want to just say thanks to our sponsor, Spreads.ca. It's a First Nation-owned online casino and sportsbook tailored to Canadians. Sign up now and enter the promo GRAPES, and they'll match your deposit up to $500, and they give you a $25 sports bet. And I took Mahomes, and you took Brady, and I lost.
Never bet against the Boston
no,
guy.
No, but.
And he's not from Boston.
You
no.
say that, yes.
But he's a Boston guy.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks he's a Boston guy.
Yeah, but it was... I mean, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. No, no.
I think that kid was starstruck, Mahone. I think he was he looked terrible. And Brady back there just fired. It was a piece of cake.
Yeah. The funny thing was, like, I know you had the COVID and the whole thing, but so game's over, Super Bowl wins, and they give Brady the Lombardi trophy. And they just kind of offhandedly said, oh, yeah, Tom, you're the MVP.
Yeah, but who else would win?
Yeah, but you think you'd make a little bit of a show of it. It was just like, you know, just before they throw the commercial, Tom, you're MVP. But
you had to talk about the Leafs, too.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say that Anderson, I mean, he's out there outshot again last night. And they lost last night. We're doing this Sunday morning, but they lost last night. It was a tough game. But Gallagher got it. And Toffoli got his 10th. I think he got his 10th.
Yeah, you knew him when he was a little kid. But tell the story about
we're walking along. I used to, I should tell that story. I'm walking along. I used to park my car, my Lincoln, a beautiful car. I still got it, by the way, 1983. You've got it stored. And so I'm walking down, and I'm walking, and his dad and him are walking. He's just a little kid. I don't know how old he is.
I
forget.
Like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Tyler Toffoli we're talking about.
Yeah, Tyler Toffoli. And he says, I'm going to play in the National Hockey League. I said, well, that's good. You keep working hard. And I had a card. I must have had a card. I said, see you in the NHL. And he showed it to me. Or dad showed it to me. Or somebody showed it to me. And he got the tire last night. He got 10th. What a trade that was.
I think he signed a free agent. But, he's just been on fire.
Yeah. And he gets most of his goals against Vancouver, where he come from. I think the big thing in Vancouver was that the players were mad. I just can't believe it. They let the guy like him go. What are you going to do? The guy is a free agent. He goes, but it's not Bennington's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not his fault. I mean, the guy got, he wanted to go to Montreal, close to home, Toronto. Anyhow, he got the goal, and Gallagher got the assist, and he got the winner last night. You can't beat that Gallagher.
Yeah, the one thing I kind of wanted to mention, too, that you're always in, Dad, all three goals in the Leaf Montreal game last night, which was Saturday, they were all from dump-ins.
Well, yeah, but that's stupid hockey.
Why give up? What do they say? Why give up the possession of the puck?
Why give up the possession of the puck? And they have a thing on possession of the puck. And it's the strangest thing. I want you people to watch. When they have the goalie out and they're really desperate.
They're panicking.
They throw the puck in. The worst, when I played defense, I loved the guy when he tried to beat me, you know, try to deke me like that at the center ice. The worst thing I hated was he throw it in my corner. Now I got to go back and get it. And
your Bruins were notorious for that because those poor defensemen have to go into the corners and they know Terry or John are coming right for them. I feel sorry for them.
I think Kevin Lowe said it best. He says, and I was in first name basis with everybody in the first row. He said, I kind of looked at him. He said, my face was always smashed up against the boards. And I still say when you dump the puck in, not Marner. Marner's a little different. You have more. Like Rattel, he would never dump it in very much. Or Park had it, or somebody had it like that.
It's funny, we just change gears with Marner. Like, he just never, like, I always thought, okay, he's not very big, but you just can't seem to hit him.
You know, you might get him when he's doing a cutting across center. But you'll never hurt him in the corners. You know why? He knows how to go in the corners like Dougie Gilmore, all the small guys, because they were always going to get hit. He'd spin. That's why you go in the corners with him, you'll never hurt him. You might catch him cutting along the blue line.
And so, Dad, this is the theory that you're always saying, you know, they take the hitting out of hockey and everything. When those kids are small, and this is a mom speaking, I mean, my kid played hockey, the parents have to realize those kids learned how to take a hit. Now they wait till, what? How old are they now, Tim? 10, 12 years
12,
old?
I think.
No, it's even, yeah, I've been a little bit older, I think.
They don't know how to take a hit because it won't be instinctive.
It's not hitting. It's how to receive and be ready. But the thing is now, you know, when I get into the finals, or I used to get into the finals, the Leafs were out hit. That's the thing that bothers me. I'm a Leaf fan. Leafs were out hit 46-16.
Holy.
Yeah, and that, you know, and when you get into the finals, the hits are always around 40, 45, 46. 16 hits does not make it. I mean, they're, you know, they're just...
Are they outshot a lot?
No, they're not. They're never outshot. They're usually outshot. Well, what was that one game they had? Tim, you were...
They had seven shots going into the third period. They ended up winning.
That's Anderson.
Anderson, yeah.
Anderson.
Well, last night, I think it was halfway through the end of the first or a little bit into the second period, they had nine shots, and Marner and Matthews had seven of the nine shots.
Here, Anderson is so good. I made the statement one time that the other team tires themselves out shooting the puck, and he holds them in there for two periods.
But as a coach, Dad, would you want to be that dependent on a goalie?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, he gets hurt, you're done. You're done like dinner.
I don't care. I had Hardy Astrom, and I know how important a goaltender is. All you have to do is take a look at the goaltenders now. Mike Smith comes back from an injury, and they're up 3-0. And that's all they needed. And Murray played good last night, a Saturday night. If he had a play like he did, like he used to for Pittsburgh 2 or 3 years ago when they won the championship, they'd have won half the games.
Yeah. Do they pace him? Like, I don't watch the Leafs that much. Do they pace him?
No, they thought he was going to jump back, but he didn't. But he did last night.
Well, Campbell's their backup goalie's hurt, so Harris has been playing.
And let's go on another thing. I know people don't like to talk about it, but Bruins are second in the fights.
Yep.
And they're first place.
Yep.
And Tampa's third. They're first place.
Yep.
And the team that I cheer for all the time is Ottawa, and they're first.
Yeah, they have eight as of the other day. They had eight fights.
Boy, there was that Lazon was going the other day, and Frederick with the Bruins.
Yeah. How about Patrick Laine? He got into a fight, got knocked down, but at least he was one assist away from a Gordie Howe hat trick.
Gordy only had that happen. Anyhow, you know he was going to get benched by, you know, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, but he mouthed off to the coach and Tortorella sat him down because he mouthed off that
Sunday. And he doesn't do it to Tortorella, he did it to assistant coach.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it to John.
John's pretty tough, but he didn't do it to him. He said you have to do it, and he ended up with two goals last night, Lanny, and in a fight. And Michelle Tafer, New York, for Winnipeg, says, what? He got into a fight? And anyhow, looks like he'll get his 30 goals again this year.
Dad, just as we're starting to wrap things up, you know, watch Montreal beat Toronto 2-1 on Saturday.
Gallagher got
the goal. But there was five London Knights, ex-London Knight players playing in that game. There's Josh Anderson, Victor Mete, Corey Perry, Mitch Marner, and John Tavares.
And the best skater of them all in there is Mete.
Mete, yeah. We saw him play with, he was 15 with the Toronto Junior Canadiens. And you thought he was, that was.
Oh, he should have been a four. And nobody can skate like this guy. I mean, this guy is, he's a better skater than Marner and any of those guys.
Yeah, at that age. He was a defenseman and he was kind of small back then. But he'd get the puck and he'd just take off. And there's nothing you could do.
Nothing you could do. He could go on the outside. You couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
And who's the guy, Jacob?
Jacob Chychrun. He was an American, and then he came and played with the junior Canadian.
And he was good.
And, well, do you remember?
He's Arizona now.
Yeah. Do you remember we were at the Hershey Center, and his father, who was really tough.
Great big guy.
He came over and introduced himself, and he says, this is my son, Jacob, and he says he's going to
play. He was big then, too.
He was really big. He's going to play for the junior Canadians, and he said he's going to make the NHL, and sure enough, he did. He was a big guy. Yeah. But as soon as Jacob Chychrun got on the team, Mete kind of backed off.
Yeah, but you know why? Because Chychrun was going with the puck all the time.
Yeah, they were both on the ice. There's only one puck, right? So they both.
So he'd stay back. So where was it I went in?
You were in Iceland, and for some, you usually don't go into the dressing
never,
room.
Never, I never go
But in. For some reason, you went into the dressing room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because of Mete.
And you said.
Which one's Mete? And, you know, he jumped up, and he put up his hand. I says, what the hell is the matter with you?
Yeah, you didn't say hell, though.
And, you know, they're used to.
Yeah, he was a hockey player. You talked to him like a hockey player.
Yeah, and I said, you used to be good. I said, nobody even knows you're around now. You want to make the National Hockey League, you better sharpen up, kid. And he did.
Yeah.
But boy, before when Chychrun came, he just backed right off.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing. If Canadians ever need a winger, and I know they don't need wingers, well, maybe they do, but he would be a guy to put up on your wing or put at center because there's nobody on that team can skate like him.
No, because like even in when we were watching the minor, even in junior hockey, if he got a step on somebody,
he was gone.
There's nothing you could do. You had to trip him.
But he's small.
And that's the thing with the defenseman. He's small, and he, you know, you got those big guys like Simmons standing in front of the net or whoever. It's tough.
So. We have to talk about Simmons too, with the broken thumb. Those gloves that they wear, I mean, I don't want to go into the gloves they wear. I mean, go over, somebody check, I'll check the hand injuries because the referees are cracking down. By the way, I think they're laying off, they're still calling chintzy penalties, but they're not calling a chintzy penalties.
No, they're not calling the phantom chintzy penalties, penalties.
There's degrees.
Anyhow, it's looking pretty good, but those gloves, ridiculous. I mean, and Gretzky didn't do bad with the
no,
big guns.
Imagine if that was like Marner's or Matthews that broke his thumb and he's out 6 weeks. The Leafs would be in big trouble. Yeah, so as long as he didn't lose Anderson.
Well, listen, you're close to wrapping up, so I want to get in there.
Oh, yeah,
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
And that means that Coach's Closet was launched this morning. And that is, if anyone wants to go online, it's our online auction for Don Cherry's Pet Rescue Foundation. Go to Coop Inc. and you'll see Coach's Closet there, or Google Coach's
Closet. Nice jackets, too.
Well, you got that special jacket that everyone wants, the one that you wore. It has the Hockey Night in Canada emblem and the Canadian flag, and everyone's wanted that one.
I got some still got some beauties. Hey, look at it.
They are. They're really wild this year. Plus, we got a lot of hockey memorabilia this year. Bobby Orr, he donated a lot of stuff.
He did.
He was very generous. So 100% of all your winning bids will go to the foundation, and we distribute money all through Canada to organizations that save animals.
It helps our friends.
That's right. So Google Coach's Closet or go to Coop Inc. And John, your tailor, he sponsored it at the Coop.
When I used to look sharp.
Well, you had... I know a lot of us aren't wearing our nicer clothes these days, it seems.
I look at myself back in the hockey night in Canada. It was entertaining. I wasn't lectured. I wasn't lectured from one, I have to say something.
Now you're going to get in trouble here, Dad.
I know. I don't. Can I get in trouble?
No, I don't think you can. I don't think our sponsors
To be lectured from 9 o'clock till 11 what a bad person I am being a hockey guy. I get sick and tired of hearing what a bad person I am. And I'm sitting home and I watch all the time. I watch from 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock. I better keep quiet here. But I'm getting tired of being lectured because I'm a hockey guy. I'm a bad guy. Is everybody in hockey a bad person?
I know.
Anyhow, that's all I got to say.
That's why people click off. I mean, they just don't want to listen to it anymore, how bad they are. I mean, this is it.
I don't know what it is. Anyhow, I want to say we had a grand time today.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday to Hazel McCallion. She's the best.